Welcome back. How's your cock today? Is it ready? Ready for me to play with it again? A bit more extreme this time? I wasn't lying, you know, or leading you on. I really can make your orgasm last longer. Make it stronger. I do it to myself all the time. It's incredible, really. It feels amazing. And that feeling of ongoing climax, pleasure threading through me, waves washing over me again and again. For as long as I hold on to it, I can make you feel it too. Of course, I can't make you ejaculate for longer, but the pleasure you feel when you ejaculate, when you orgasm, when you come, that I can affect quite a bit. As I have told you many times, your mind is oh so powerful to make physical feelings and changes. And with me guiding the wheel, steering your mind along on its journey, creating new paths, new channels to pleasure in your mind. Well, I can manipulate how you feel pleasure quite a lot. If it doesn't quite work the first time, don't worry about it. I call this training for a reason. I'm training your mind to feel pleasure in new ways, creating and linking conduits inside your brain, tying your sexual responses to obedience and submission. I know, and you know, that you want to obey me, and that's all I really need for you to make me happy. Is you trying your utmost to be a good boy. If at any stage you can't sustain your orgasm as long as I command, just listen again. Within your own time frames, of course. Are you ready? Say yes, Domina, and we will begin. Good boy. Let's see just how well you can follow my instructions. How well my triggers have been etched inside of you. Close your eyes. I want your mind blank and empty. For this series, that is your mantra. Say it with me. My mind is blank and empty. Good boy. Every time I say, my mind is blank and empty, you will repeat the words, my mind is blank and empty. Say it out loud. Feel your mind going still, blank, dropping into trance, empty, empty of all thoughts. This feeling goes further with every repetition. My mind is blank and empty. Let my words become your thoughts. Your only thoughts. Focus on them. Focus on me. Ready to rest and relax as I take over. My mind is blank and empty. Focus on this peace, settling down over your mind. There might be distractions, sounds and noises around you. I want you to take a moment, focus on them. Each each and everyone, every sound, distinct. Now focus on just one of them. Cycle it away from your awareness, and as it fades into the background, feel yourself dropping deeper. Feel the words forming in your mind. My mind is blank and empty. Each sound you hear goes through a change when it reaches your ears, goes through the canal and into your mind. As it goes through each sound, each would-be distraction turns into the essence of your mantra. My mind is blank and empty. Do it again. Pick a smell. Focus on it. Breathe it in. Breathe it in as my mind is blank and empty. Breathe it out and let it go from your awareness. All that is left, my mind is blank and empty. Your mind relaxing, each sound and smell furthering your trance, taking you deeper to where your mind is truly blank and empty. Allow yourself to just float.
Drop, drop for me, deeper and deeper, pulling yourself down and again, deeper into trance, deeper into my control. I am going to count to you, and as I count up, you will open your eyes. As I count down, you will close them. Each time you close them, you will drop back down, even deeper into trance, twice as deep as before, feeling more and more relaxed with every number. 1, 2, 3, blink open. 3, 2, 1, eyes closed, dropping twice as deep. 1, 2, 3, eyelids open. 3, 2, 1, closed again, feeling yourself drawing even deeper, more relaxed, more control. 1, 2, 3, eyes fluttering up. 3, 2, 1. Closing, dropping down even deeper into relaxation and my voice.
Good boy. Float and consider the body of a woman, your ideal woman. Let your mind drift up and down her curves, outlining perfection. From her toes, tiny and perfect. The arches of her feet, gracefully curved as she balances lightly on the balls of her feet. Each graceful curve pulling you in deeper, stirring you. Beautiful curves, a calf, a thigh. Soft flesh and warm skin. The perfect length, the perfect color. Passion and reality filling you, filling her. Hips rounded just right, curving in and out. Delightful curves promising joy and intrigue. Belly just begging to be worshipped. Stared at in its ascendant glory. Breasts burgeoning, inviting, begging to be touched, moved, played with. Curves everywhere. The curve of a collarbone, graceful, lovely. The curve of her neck, arched and supreme. Strong arms, graceful fingers beckoning, not just an outline, a body made flesh, hair swaying with her movements, silky. You know its texture would slip so sweetly against your touch, inviting and becoming. A face, every detail a curve, drawing you deeper, drawing your focus to her eyes, drawing you down, drawing you deeper. You know who you are looking at. You feel yourself prostrating yourself before her, bowing, kneeling, scraping as she stands over you, a smile flitting. You begin to wonder, begin to hope. You say, "My mind is blank and empty." Like an emergent dawn, the smile fully forms, beaming pleasure down upon you. Pleasure and warmth, a warmth that starts to build inside of you. Her intense stare focuses upon you, eyes reaching into you, down deep inside of you, down to the pools where your sexual desires reside. Your pleasure, where submission and sexual desire, sexual arousal, sexual pleasure mix. Her eyes deep pools of themselves, she reaches in. Hands grabbing at the mixture of pleasure and submission. Fingers burying themselves ecstatically within you. You give it willingly, offering yourself up. Joy running through your veins as she takes what you offer. Burying her hands deep within the pools of your mind. Drawing them out, your heart racing as submission and sexual pleasure. Arousal is tied to a sound. A snap of the fingers, her fingers. Your heart starts to beat faster, rising in anticipation as you see her elegant arm raise upwards. The higher it raises, the more intense the pleasure that will spike through you down into your groin to travel like lightning tingling over your balls. Heat and warmth and the feeling of thrusting onto your cock. A sense of helplessness, weakness, submission. Her perfect hands forming into position. Thumb touching fingers, interlaced with your mind, with your pleasure. My mind is blank and empty. Your mind remains still while your pulse races, anticipation strumming through your nerves, knowing it is going to feel so good, so amazing. When the fingers close together, snap into your mind, snapping into your arousal, bringing up pleasure, so much pleasure. She wants to give you pleasure, so much pleasure, because you have been such a good boy. So every time you hear the snap, it will be an intense reward. Every time you hear the snap, it will feel so good. You will feel so much pleasure. With every snap, you will feel a huge wave of sexual pleasure just running over your body. Because you are in such a submissive place, you will let her take control and flood your body. With so much pleasure, it will wash over and over you, over and over again. And it will feel so good as it runs through your body and stimulates your brain. Just tingling and running through your mind in a happy wash of pleasure. And as you've already given yourself over, there will be nothing between you and the pleasure. When you hear the snap, pleasure jolts into you, through you. Sexual, intense, arousing pleasure. With each and every snap, the pleasure doubling. With each and every snap, touch yourself, stroke yourself. Don't come, not yet. Just stroke gently and let your arousal build. Stronger with each jolt of pleasure spiking through you. Each bolt of electric energy rushing into your brain, washing over you,
training your mind and body to associate more and more this sound and your sexual pleasure, driving you closer and closer to the edge, picturing those pools of submission and sexual pleasure deeper inside of you, each snap making jets shoot out of them, press the arousal all over you, touching you, tingling you, your muscles clench and release, pleasure making your body vibrate, sexual needs tightening inside of you. I want you to focus and remember how it feels to come, that ultimate climax as it shudders over you, intense and wonderful. Hold that feeling in your mind. When I tell you to come and release, you will hold on to the pleasure, and each snap after you start to come will send another wave of sexual climactic pleasure rushing through you again and again. As I count you up, each number drawing your orgasm out longer and longer, feeling so good, your body shaking and pulsing, bliss rushing over you in wave after wave, just like right now. Wave after wave of intense pleasure striking through you. You will come and come, your body convulsing, until I tell you to stop. Your mind is mine. You will obey. You have no choice, so relax and let it happen. I am going to count you down. And when I say your word to come, to feel those pools of arousal flush up and rush through your body. Each number after will be a tidal wave of intense sexual coming. Again and again, I know you are ready, your mind ready to snap as you clench onto my words, need and lust filling you. Say, please, Domina, and we will begin. Don't stop touching your cock until I say release. Keep stroking, keep coming. 15. Your mind going completely blank under the intensity. 14. Empty except for lust and need. 13. You want to come, you need to come. 12. Thoughts of warm, wet pussy surrounding your cock. 11. Large, soft breasts rubbing against your skin. 10. Moans of pleasure filling you. 9. Running through you, rising into you. 8. Each snap spiking into you. 7. Jolts of pleasure again and again. 6. When you hear the word, you will come. 5. You will hold on to the orgasmic feeling. 4. Your climax will continue longer and longer. 3. Until I stop counting, you will come harder and harder. 2. Ready? 1. Surge. Come for me. Holding on to and riding the pleasure. Feel it surge through you again and again and again. Surfing on top of it. Feeling your body respond to the pleasure hitting you again and again. Intense and wonderful as it washes over you in waves. Never ending. Again and again and again. Orgasmic, climactic as you hold on to the pleasure.
Body shaking and shivering.
And again.
Shuddering, relax, release. Feel waves of serotonin, a happy, relaxing, content chemical washing over your body. Waves of cool pleasure tingling over your body. Your mind blank, your balls empty, your will broken completely to mine. Relax and float. That felt good, didn't it?
I can do anything I want with you. You really are just my toy, a plaything for my amusement. But don't worry, I care about all of my toys. Make sure they are happy. Feel happiness mixing with release in your mind. Lust taken care of. You can now focus on other things. Go about your next day being very productive. I want you very productive. Get everything done that you need to.
it will feel rewarding. Every project you finish will fill you with deep satisfaction. It will please me. Every constructive thing you do the rest of today and tomorrow will make you know you are pleasing me. Pleasing me is a physical sensation that runs over you. Tingling pleasure, deep, sated contentment like you are feeling right now. Connect the two. And tomorrow, you will come back to me. Listen to orgasmic intensity 2, and I will make you come again. Even longer, even stronger. Good boy. You are such a good boy. Let's come up out of trance now. 1, mind coming back together. 2, thoughts able to form once more. 3, rising from a happy daze. 4, excited to come back and come for even longer. 5, wake up. How do you feel? Don't worry if you didn't last the whole way. I know your orgasm lasted longer. It was intense, wasn't it? And this was just 8 seconds. Next is going to be 15. And just wait until I have you coming and climaxing for an entire minute. On the cusp of orgasm, riding it like a surfer on a wave. It's going to be fun. For now, though, just relax. I'm just gonna talk a little bit. Feel free to go or just stay and listen to me. Feel closer to me. This past weekend, I went to a thing called pumpkin chucking, and I've always wanted to go for years and years, but every year I forget to go. But this year I made it and I went. And it was kind of fun. For anybody who doesn't know what pumpkin chucking is, it's basically people build trebuchets, they build air cannons, catapults, like straight up medieval devices that they have one express purpose, and that is for chunking a pumpkin as far as it will go. It's a tradition that came up like 2 decades ago as to how to get rid of your Halloween pumpkins. And it's entertaining. You need to take some binoculars so you can see how far those things go. Some went like 4,000 feet. Now, my personal favorite out of all of the machines, well, at least the types of pumpkin throwers, is the trebuchets. There's just something so fascinating and cool, I think, about seeing all those levers and pulleys going to work. Just the intricacy of it is astounding. And I think it's fun. It's a great place, though. It was a beautiful day, and the breeze was just perfect. If you had long sleeves, you were just comfortable to go about. You didn't even need your coat. I hate having to wear a coat, so I was very, very pleased. Anyways, hopefully you're feeling a little bit more like yourself. If not, I have that good old after cuddle file you can go listen to make yourself just, you know, a little bit calmer. Have a good night. See you tomorrow, slave.